From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Reed McCollum reading Galactic Patrol by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. Now, let's begin with Galactic Patrol, Foreword by John Clute. So here we are. The story has started and it does not stop. After the pleasures and miseries of Triplanetary and First Lensman, after two tumultuous volumes of prelude and backstory and dark hint and deck clearance, we are ready to begin at the beginning. We open the first page, and we plunge headfirst into the heartwood and arterial surge of the vast edifice of the Lensman sequence, as E.E. Smith first conceived it in the 1920s, long before he began parceling his tale out in serial form, over a 12-year period, 1937 to 1949, through the increasingly dignified pages of astounding science fiction. The first of them, Galactic Patrol, appeared in 1937 to 1938, before John W. Campbell, Jr. became editor of Astounding Science Fiction, or ASF, and, fully conscious that he was attempting to do so, created the first and best golden age of science fiction, which lasted from 1939 until World War II took most of his writers away. They never came back. Not really. Not in their hearts. But that is another story. Galactic Patrol was soon followed by Grey Lensman, 1939 to 1940, and by Second Stage Lensman, 1941 to 1942. And, several years later, by the final volume, Children of the Lens, 1947 to 1948. The gap between the first three volumes and that last installment may be variously explained. Doc Smith was involved in non-combatant war work, which may have kept him from concentrating fully on his history of civilization. The series reaches a penultimate climax with Second Stage Lensman, 20 years of internal chronology now having to pass before the Kinnison children, the children of the Lens themselves, are old enough to take their places at the very tip-top of the great hierarchical ladder of civilization. And John W. Campbell himself may have had some practical reservations about the nature of the future promulgated by Smith and by ASF's other great wartime writer, A.E. Van Vogt. These reservations, if he indeed felt or expressed them, were entirely justified, of course. Campbell's golden age of science fiction heralded not only a maturation in the style and subject matter of American pulp SF science fiction, conveyed primarily through the explosive eruption into the field of writers such as Isaac Asimov, L. Sprague de Camp, Robert A. Heinlein, Theodore Sturgeon, but also a domestication not simply of the future as such, but, more importantly, of the profound oddness of the futures typically envisaged by pulp writers of the preceding generation, such as E.E. Smith. One of the reasons Van Vogt is best understood as a pulp writer who photosynthesizes cut helium for breakfast, is the profound weirdness of his future worlds. This oddness of American pulp science fiction cannot be conceptually soothed away by references to or fondish memories of the stylistic crudeness of so much of what appeared in the magazines between 1925 and approximately 1940. Nor is it enough to say that a technic age writer such as E.E. Smith is a kind of Grandma Moses, an outsider artist from the earliest days of pulp, an author of cartoon Edison aids we can enjoy for their rural innocence, of space operas that perfectly, though crudely, limn the American dream circa 1930, the way Heinlein and Asimov clearly limned something like the American dream a few significant years later. All of that may be true, or sort of, but it's not enough. Because there's a secret here. This is the secret. Doc Smith and his peers, and A.E. Van Vogt, who walked alone, may all have loved the task of conceiving futures, but at the same time, each one of these science fiction writers manifestly displayed a very deep distrust and fear of anything that hinted at any of the unfolding real futures that have refilled the waterholes of our infancy with mutagens. The Lensman series is escapist, as much good fiction is, and we love it for that, but it does not escape 1930.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?